Earlier this year, the Ministry of Finance paid 1 month of salaries arrears to civil servants and organized security forces who are waiting for 7 months of unpaid salaries. Wani Peter, an employee at the University of Juba, says prices have skyrocketed while the government has not paid salaries for months. Peter says many civil servants have taken other jobs so that they can provide for their families.
Like where I'm working, some of the staff, they no longer come. Today someone comes and tomorrow is not there. I mean, for 1 week, if not there. And you cannot even question him, you cannot ask him. You ask him, say, okay, now you ask me, can you give me money? I have family, I have children to be paid. I need to put food on table. Now I'm unable to put even 3 meals in a day.
Isaac Thorn, a civil servant, says the transitional government of national unity has done very little to pay salaries on time.
The services we are rendering is just out of love for the country. If you are not being paid and you do not have the love for the country, maybe you can decide to look for some other well-paid job and then you quit. But because we love the country, you cannot do such decision. You just bear with the situation and leave that in the hand of the government to see how the situation can be settled.
Anita Charles, a widow and mother of four, says she goes to work once a week because she cannot afford bus fare. She says she sells vegetables to earn some money and feed her children.
We are suffering and trying our best to help our children. The situation is really hard, but we are struggling. Most women are now selling things in the market, selling small goods such as tomatoes, onions, to help the family. Some women who have capital started up some boutique business, while others have gone back to brewing local alcohol just to earn money to help their families.
Mary Nyarek, a lawmaker at National Assembly representing Jungle State, questioned the Minister of Finance and Planning this week about the unpaid salaries during a parliamentary sitting. Nyarek says many lawmakers are absent during session because they cannot afford bus fares or fuel for their cars.
My question is this. We would like to know where are the money. And if we don't have money, let us close down the offices because we cannot come putting from Gudele to the parliament putting without fuel, without food. Leave alone the citizens. Even with the MP, we are suffering. We cannot blame any minister. But we want our brother today to tell us where are the money, because we are all going to fight that money. Because we cannot leave 8 months without salary. We are not here working voluntarily. This is assignment and this is also a contract with the government.
Finance Minister Awu Daniel Chong says the government depends on non-oil tax revenue collected at the border town Nimule in eastern Equatoria State. Chong says the ongoing violence in Sudan affected the government's ability to pay civil servants on time.
Salaries are around 85 billion SSP. And what you are collecting is only 25, 30, like that. It fluctuates. So for you to accumulate this, you need at least 3 months or maybe 4 months for you to get 1 month salary. If you get the NRA functioning properly in all the other states, I think it can also make it double. At least it can even double. If it doubles, then next year and the following years, you can also improve on that as we embark on other projects like agriculture, livestock, fisheries. So that's why we are unable to pay salaries, because the revenue stream that comes from oil has been shortened by at least 70%.
South Sudanese diplomats at the country's 30 embassies are still waiting for 35 months of salaries dating back to 2019. 2 weeks ago, Gailel Ngundeng, a senior South Sudanese diplomat in Rome, was caught on camera crying after he was kicked out of his apartment for failing to pay rent for 6 months. South Sudan Ministry of Foreign Affairs bought a plane ticket for Ngundeng and he landed in Juba on May 17th. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias reporting from Juba.